and at the top of the Mattel building.
Did it make you mad that it was all men?
Yes.
When that, I was livid.
Some thoughts probably should not be said out loud, but I recorded mine. Hey guys, it's Mara and welcome back to the podcast where I share my thoughts on the internet with all of you. And I have my bestie Natalie back again.
Hello, hello.
Here she is.
I'm here.
So for this episode, we're going to talk about the Barbie movie.
Because what else would we talk about?
Exactly. There's nothing else important happening right now in either of our lives.
Nope.
I'm sorry, I just spoke for you. I'm sure your life is very important.
No, honestly, I'm just working. Working and vibing.
Okay. Great. Love to see it. Well, for me, I've just been everything Barbie. I'm so obsessed with it. I watch so many TikToks with it. I can't stop thinking about it.
The TikToks with it are insane.
I cried on my couch today.
Yeah, my entire For You page. Every video. Barbie movie, Barbie movie, Barbie movie.
And I'm not even mad.
Not at all.
Like, I'm loving it.
Absolutely.
And I thought it was going to be one of those cheesy movies where I'm like, yeah, I'm not. Like, you know, they're just, it's Barbie. But I'm like, oh my God, wait, I love.
Yeah, I mean, it's like heartbreaking, but also funny.
Everything that I ever needed.
Yeah, really. It's very healing.
It is so healing. So guys, we're gonna talk about the Barbie movie, and then also at the end of this episode, just some like fun little girly things
that we love.
Yeah,
and why we love them.
Just a little something. Yeah. I know my last episode was solely for the girls, and like, guys, you can listen to this one too if you want, but this I think I'm still on my for the girls kick.
And that's okay.
So if you have not seen the movie yet and you want to see the movie without any kind of spoilers or background information, you need to go.
Yeah, you might not want to listen yet.
Because we're just going to dive fully in.
Yeah. I just don't even know where to start with it.
Did you cry?
So good. I didn't like full on cry, but I definitely teared up.
I was trying to stay strong.
Yeah.
But a singular tear did roll down my face.
I definitely had one of those too. I feel like every time though that I was getting ready to cry, something funny would happen.
Yes.
And it would like bring me back.
Yes, I fully feel that Will Ferrell just saved me from like making a fool of myself in public and like fully bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
And every time I see him, I just think of Elf. So like I was like kind of thinking of Elf, and then I was like, this is like touching my heart.
Yeah, pulling all the heartstrings.
But then Elf was there and there was a nice little like giggle, so everything was fine.
Yeah. So tell me what you thought of it first.
Okay, so going into it, there I saw a lot of TikToks and definitely Snapchats of people that I know, and they were like, it wasn't good. And I saw this one girl fully on TikTok, and she's known to have some opinions. She's known for to sure. have some strong opinions that I don't necessarily agree with. And I think sometimes she's a little aggressive with her opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted about it. And she was like, they went around it like all wrong. There are so many things they could have addressed and they didn't. And like went on and on about it. I can show you the TikTok after this. So when I was going in, I was a little like afraid, but I did not get that vibe at all. I loved it. I think they covered everything. I think they did a good job. Like I felt moved. After Absolutely. Watching the Barbie movie, which I didn't think I would ever say that sentence.
Absolutely. I think, well, and like we grew up watching Barbie. Like I had every Barbie movie, like The Princess and the Pauper, all of them.
As you
so,
should.
Going into the movie, I was so excited and I didn't really know what to expect because I'm very much not a spoiler person. So anytime I saw anything about Barbie before I saw the movie, I stopped.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta away. Get, like, go.
Yeah, I did not listen. So I didn't know what anybody thought of it. I didn't know any opinions, any thoughts, none of that. That's I thought good. The movie was amazing.
Do you think when they were like talking about like patriarchy, that word's really hard for me and I don't
patriarchy.
Know. Patriarchy, yeah. When they were like talking about that, do you think they like did it a good way?
I think they did because I think Ken being the one that discovers what patriarchy is and then like trying to take it over and like make Barbie Land a patriarchy.
Yeah.
Like that is patriarchy to a T. You know what I mean? It's men taking control, men running the systems, men Absolutely. Doing all of the things. And I think that the way they portrayed it was amazing.
It was spot on. Like, it was literally, if you didn't know the definition, like, it, you, that
you
was
know it.
It
now.
It was, like, word for word. Yeah, yeah. You know it now. You found out. Horses, eagles, and America.
Well, and then, like, the part that got me, too, was, like, at the end of the movie when he was talking to Barbie and he was like, yeah, honestly, after I found out it wasn't about horses, I didn't even care.
That but yet me.
Still did it. Like, did not care, did not care to be a leader, did not want to be a leader, but still did
That's
it.
That's, like, what was happening. Because so he just went along just with all the other men. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
Ew.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Men.
Men.
You know, I thought, too, there were some guys on my TikTok For You page talking about it, saying how, like they did men dirty. Like, they did men wrong, because at the end it was like all girls again, and I'm like, that's kind of the point of that movie though.
Yeah,
like that's the message. Like, there's a time and place for like the equality thing, but that's not the point of this movie.
No, absolutely not. And honestly, they still didn't do men fully dirty, because Alan I loved Alan was exactly what it means to be a man who stands by women when yes. they're trying to get back into power.
I love Alan. There needs to be more Alans.
Yeah.
I loved everything they do with Alan.
I agree. And I think he was amazing. He stood by Barbie. He was nice to Barbie. He was a supporter. He didn't join the Kens when the Kens took over the world.
No,
he was like, wait, this is like actually
out.
Wrong.
Yeah. Like I need to get out of this. Here.
Yeah.
I loved Alan.
He was such a good representation of like the men who do care about women.
Yes.
And care about women in power and empowering.
And I love
women.
When, I can't even think of their name, when the mom and the daughter were leaving Barbie Land and mm-hmm. Alan was like, you know, in the back hanging out. I love that he just like put the throw down though.
Yeah.
Like he still had those like masculine.
Yeah, he was
kind of traits.
A man.
Yeah.
He just was a man for the girls.
I love it. I love Alan. Thank you, Alan, for your service.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I hated?
What did you hated?
I just hated Ken. Stereotypical Ken I despised. And I hated how they all were in this, like, competition with each other. Like,
yes,
at the beach.
Like,
the beach scene.
Who's the better Ken?
Who's the better? None of you.
None of the Kens.
None of the Kens. Alan.
No. Only Alan. No Ken. Off topic real quick, look at my cat right now.
Oh,
she's so cute. There's a bug outside and she really wants to eat it. I like when they address some of the things in there, like Ken's job isn't lifeguard, because when I think of like the Ken doll, mm-hmm. it's the lifeguard Ken. Actually, my job is just beach. Have you seen the TikToks now going around where it's like girls showing
yes.
their Ken and they're like,
yes.
my Ken's job is office. I saw one right before you came, and it was like, this is my Ken. His job is field. And he was a baseball player. His job is field.
That's actually so
funny. And all
so
the Kens
funny.
Wear, like, cute matching uniforms. And, like,
mm-hmm.
the other Kens let my Ken know when I come to the field.
Yeah.
I liked it. I don't know.
That is so funny.
Up. I wish I had the job beach.
I know.
I'm jealous of Ken for the job beach.
Mm-hmm. Did you also giggle when he, like, tried to spend the night at Barbie's?
Yes.
And she's like, for what?
For and he was like, what?
Honestly, I don't know.
I also cracked up when she was, I think it was her, they were talking about, like, where the Kens stay
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and she goes, honestly, I don't know. I don't know where the Kens go.
Or, like, when he asked to spend the night, and she was like, no, and he was like, why? Because I don't want you to.
It's
yes, Barbie.
Girls' night. Because I don't want you to. Putting all, like, the feminism and, like, womanhood stuff aside, I do think they slightly addressed how Barbie got canceled, like, I think a year ago or 2 years ago. It was canceling her for, like, the body shaming and stuff. And I think
oh.
they addressed this, like, from the get-go when they were meeting. I can't think of her name, and I just saw it last night. The girl in school, when she came
oh,
up to her table
yes.
at school. And she was like, oh, well, Barbie did this, this, and this, and you make us feel bad about our bodies and all of this. And, like, she flat out said, like, that's not the purpose of Barbie. The purpose of Barbie is to show you that you can be, like, whatever you want. And, like,
whoever
woman's in power.
You want.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, all of that. And I think that was kind of their way of just, like, addressing their cancellation, like, real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I liked it. Because, like, imagine getting canceled and just being, like, I'm going to go make a movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, did you see the, like TikToks and memes that are talking about those four girls being, like, the Bratz dolls? Like, the original Bratz?
What?
Yeah, like
that
Sasha,
makes so
all of them.
Because
that was the name of the Bratz dolls that came out. Yeah.
I didn't put that. That was
yeah
good. I saw another one, too, about, so her, the pink, I think it's called Gingham, the print.
Gingham.
ginger. Oh, really? I only call it ginger ale. I hate myself. This is almost as bad as my luncheon. Did you listen to that episode?
Luncheon?
Yeah, and I'm pronouncing it luncheon the entire episode. Luncheon and gincham. What's the name of it?
Gingham.
Gingham. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the gingham print was pink, and Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz was blue. Mm-hmm. And then it showed the yellow brick road, and it showed, like, the pink mm-hmm. Barbie road. But then it showed in Barbie Land, it was, like, this tiny little scene of her movie theater. Mm-hmm. And it actually said, now playing The Wizard of Oz on it. And it had the Wizard of Oz posters, but they were all, like, in pink, so it didn't really stand up. And I guess the director of Barbie said that she got, like, a lot of her inspiration from The Wizard of Oz.
Wait, I love
that. So that's how she, like, tied it in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, blew my mind.
Yeah, I did not catch that.
I caught it from the TikTok, actually, but that was not my original idea.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So overall, the message.
Yes.
We're good. Like, we like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the whole thing was well done.
Yeah, very it was well done. Spot on.
It made me giggle when they talked about Margot Robbie not being the person to cast.
That killed me. I spent so long on TikTok today trying to find just that little thing. Little clip. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I love breaking the fourth wall.
Yes, absolutely.
It was so good. I think
it's perfect.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because that was, like, honestly one of my top favorite parts.
Yeah. Yeah, it made me laugh.
Yeah, it was good.
It was, like, one of those little breaks, like, from, like, the heartbreaking
mess. Like, me crying, but also...
Yeah.
Okay, I think we need to talk more now about just, like, our favorite little lines. Like, iconic little lines that made us giggle.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. Because
I can pull up my list.
I didn't make a list, but Natalie came very prepared today, and I'm just a host. That's it.
Okay, so the first one that I, like, really loved, and I loved it in the theater, and then I loved it when I was reading it back, was when President Barbie was, like, in that meeting with all of the other Barbies.
Yeah.
And it was like, everybody turn to the Barbie next to you and tell her how much you love her. Compliment her. Reporter Barbie, you can ask me any question you want. But, like, the fact that, like, she started the meeting by being like, hey, turn to the person next to you, tell them you love them, tell them that they're beautiful, compliment them. You know what I mean? Because it just started out their day so much better. And I think that just shows how much women truly can, like, empower each other. You know what I mean?
I so love that. There was so many of those moments in that entire movie. Yeah. And I was sitting there, a mm-hmm. bunch of girls were all wearing pink. We're all watching this mm-hmm. movie. And I literally just wanted to, like, be friends with everyone. It was like the movie theater turned into drunk girls at a bathroom at a bar. Yeah,
absolutely. Wanted, like, the whole message of it was just that, like, women empower women, not anybody else.
Yeah. And they were just all besties. And mm-hmm. all the houses together. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah. Every morning. Good morning, Barbie.
Good morning, Barbie. Good morning, Barbie. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken. So I guess my top favorite quote that I've just been saying over and over and over about everything, mm-hmm. It's not as serious and, like, heartfelt as yours.
That's okay.
But it's, this is a dream house, motherfucker. I'm gonna have to bleep that, but yes,
I loved that quote too, and it made me laugh, and it, like, it was true.
Yeah, like, ugh. This is a dream house, like, yes. Definitely, because she was talking to a man, it just kind of mm-hmm. like hit different.
Absolutely.
But I've been saying that about everything today. Like, I got in my car and I was like, this is a dream car, mother. About, like, everything I do.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So that was, like, my top favorite.
I also liked when Barbie said, basically everything that men do in your world, women do in ours.
Yes. That Thank was so God.
Good. So good.
It should be like that.
As it should really be. Should.
Yeah. This isn't a quote, but it's a small detail that I really liked. Mm-hmm. Just, like, it was the first thing that I noticed, and I was like, wow, they really, like, put the thought into all the little details and stuff. In the morning when she was, like, pouring things and mm-hmm. taking her shower, how, like, nothing was coming out. And yes. I'm like, that's so spot on when that's you have, so like, an Barbie. Actual Barbie dream house. And when she, like, went down the slide thing and then just, like, walked over the pool. Because that's how it is when you it play is. With your Barbies. And you're like, yep. wow, I wish there was actually water in this pool, but there isn't.
Right.
And yep. I loved it. They I love that little detail. Okay, Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
Give me another one of your deep good ones.
Another one of my deep ones?
Or a funny one. Honestly, just give it to me. You have a full, like, list screenshotted. I should have been you.
Yeah, I do. The Barbie is a doctor, a lawyer, and so much more than that. Oh, so good.
I love
not Barbie
that.
Is gorgeous, not Barbie is pretty, not You know what I mean? It was Barbie's a lawyer and a doctor and everything else.
Yes. Honestly, when they were really talking about Barbie, it was like there wasn't really much mentioned about like body image Mm-mm. or how they looked. It was like what they did, like what their mm-hmm. profession was, what schooling they had. And
yeah. And I liked that there was stereotypical Barbie. Yeah. And then there was all of the other Barbies.
Yes.
And so like they just were because stereotypical there. Barbie is stereotypical does not mean that Barbie can't be everything else.
Yes, because she was still everything else. And I think that relates back to like the cancellation thing. It was like mm-hmm. that was the purpose of Barbie. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like this is what the perfect woman should look like. It was never about that.
I think one of the quotes that I hated but loved at the same time was the men hate women, women hate women. That's the one thing we yeah. can agree on.
Like, everyone hates women. I'm like...
And I mean, for a long time, that's been true. And I think we're truly entering an era as, like, a society where, like, women have stopped hating each other.
Yes.
And hating themselves and loving yeah. each other and loving themselves. I think we're very much in a women empowerment move right now.
I do. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think things are happening and I'm glad things are happening. It's about time things happened. And I didn't realize how, like, corrupt things were when mm-hmm. I was younger. And now that I'm looking back, I'm like, wow, it was like we were stuck in history still. Absolutely.
Well, and then you think about it, and it's like we all went through that phase where we hated pink or we hated yeah. being a girly girl or, you know what I mean? We all yeah. wanted to be seen as, like, tomboys or when the teachers would ask for a strong boy to carry uh-huh. a chair. And you'd be like, hey, like, I'm strong enough to carry a chair.
Yeah, like I can what? Carry a chair.
Just because I'm a girl doesn't mean I can't do that.
Yeah, like, watch me carry more yeah. than Thomas in the corner over there, you know? Like, I can do it, too.
Absolutely. That used to make me so mad as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
You wanted to carry the chair?
Oh, I wanted to carry the chair.
I wish you would have carried the chair.
Oh, I did.
I'm glad that you did. I did carry the chair, actually. Give me another one. Just keep going. I'm letting Natalie just, like, read off some quotes because I didn't make a list because I suck at my job.
Okay, so the last one that I really loved was, I want to be a part of the people that make meaning, not the thing that is made.
Yes, I had a full life crisis in the theater. Yep. I started crying. I was like, that's what
I
want to do.
It gives me goosebumps even now.
Yeah, like, I just got it. Like, I feel like my hair, I'm going to cry again. Like,
yeah. It's and it's so true too. And like, think about it. Like, our moms, our grandmas, they were given meaning by their family yeah. and all of the things. They want to be the person that makes the meaning, not the thing that is made.
Yes.
And I think that's so good.
Like, I want to be part of that. Like, I was yes. watching it and I was like, that's what I want to do.
Well, and I think, like, both of us are very creative people, so that's why it hits different for us.
Yeah.
Because we want to be
like creators. It really relates.
Yeah, absolutely.
While we're, like, talking about, like, how it hit us, I just want to address this thing because I also saw it on TikTok. I swear my podcast is literally thoughts from things that I've seen on TikTok. Like, the extended name, that's what it is. But there was a thing that said the girls that, like, aren't relating to the meeting or saying that, like, the movie wasn't good or, like, it wasn't up to their expectations, I feel like those are the girls that actually really needed the message.
I agree. I think they're the women that are still kind of stuck in,
yeah,
like, patriarchal views. I don't yeah, know.
And it makes me sad because it's so, like, at least in my eyes, I guess to a point it's like a political opinion, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like once you cross that line and actually, like, join, like, all of, like, the womanhood, the sisterhood, mm-hmm. like, those vibes, it's so much nicer.
I feel like you have to, at some point in your life, every woman crosses that line, though.
Yeah.
You have to. You have, at some point, you have to wake up and think, I am being held back because I'm a woman and we need to stop that.
Yes. Yep. And it is. It's so true. And, like, for the longest time, I was like, oh, maybe that's just in the news, you know? And then I think really once I got into college and started realizing, like, one of my degrees, I'm a business major and mm-hmm. I will sit in classes filled with just guys.
Oh, yeah.
And only guys. And I'll have professors that don't even look at me or ask me questions just because I am a girl in the business group.
Yeah. Well, and even, like, in my place of work now, like, I'm one of four women out of, like, 30 employees. Mm-hmm. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. Not a single one of our managers is a woman.
It's crazy.
And I mean, it is what it is. You know, yeah. we're breaking through. Our district manager is a woman. That's great.
Yeah.
But, like, directly in our store, there's four of us.
Which is crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Mm-hmm. I think they were showing that too, to a point when you go up at the Mattel building mm-hmm. and at the top of the Mattel building,
Did it make you mad that it was all men?
Yes.
When that, I was livid.
The only thing that made me not want to, like, get angry was that it was Will Ferrell. So I was like, right. Okay. Yeah. Like, if there's going to be a man up there, I'm glad it's Will. But
but then, like, he told Barbie, like, call me mother. No. Yeah.
What?
Like, you're not my mom. You're a man.
You're not my mom. And the fact that they were having a man in charge telling a woman to get in the box.
Yes.
Oh, the way that I would have burnt that box down. I'm glad that she didn't fall for it. Because for a second too. There, I was like, oh, no.
She definitely was. I think it was all about her awakening, too. Because I think had she gone before she started feeling the way she was feeling, she would have just been like, okay, I'll go back in the box and be pretty and perfect again.
Yeah, literally. Like, here I go. I'm stereotypical Barbie. That's, like, this is where I'm supposed to be in this little box.
Yep. And I think she broke that. She had that breakthrough.
Yes.
She had her feminist breakthrough.
Let's talk about that for a second. Just the breakthrough in general in the movie, not even just, like, feminist. Do you have thoughts of death?
That quote, like, when I literally gasped out loud when she said, I was like,
I wasn't expecting that. Because that was, like, the first kind of part where, like, I could see before that point, I was like, okay, maybe it is more, like, geared towards kids. And then mm-hmm. it was like, I have thoughts of death. And I was like,
wait a minute, Barbie, what?
I'm like, girl, me too. Me too.
Yeah. Yep.
But then again, I think about it and it's like, when she got in the real world and she's like, I feel like this giant thing of doom and, like, whatever. And that lady in the background that was like, oh, yeah, girl, that's anxiety. Mm-hmm. And they were just so chill about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, honestly, if I was 12 and I saw that, that would make me feel so much better because that's when I got diagnosed. Mm-hmm. I was 12. So yeah. I guess, like, it still is geared towards kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I think anybody above the age of, like, 10, 11 could see it and understand absolutely. The message. But can we talk about Barbie just entering the real world and, like, feeling the gaze of men and all of the awful things and awful feelings that you have being a woman?
Yes.
That broke me. That's when really? I cried. That's when my tear was shed because I was like, wow. Like, she went from, like, feeling empowered and safe, mm-hmm. surrounded by women, to then being in a world where men looked at her as an object.
It was a construction site mm-hmm. that really, like, when mm-hmm. she went up there and it was just, like,
well, and the guy smacked her butt.
Yes. I'm glad that she turned around and decked him. I was like, thank you for putting that in there.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. And then, like, Ken is just sitting there loving it.
Yeah.
And it just, like, ugh. Can I be honest?
Yes.
I hated Ken.
Good.
Even at the end, like, when Ken, like, gave everything, like, lost everything. He didn't give it back. He lost it.
No, he did lose it.
But think about this. Barbie apologized to Ken.
Yes.
For hurting his feelings.
Yes.
And then, because his feelings were hurt and he felt unvalued by Barbie, even though she was still his friend and still kind to him and still treated him with kindness, just because she didn't want to date him and be around him all the time, he literally took over her whole world and changed it and never apologized.
Yeah.
But she apologized to him.
Yeah.
What?
The fact, too, is she apologized
mm-hmm.
for, like, her feelings, for, like, everything, like, hurting his, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that his apology was him crying on the floor. Like, I could count on, like, easily one hand. I'm like, this ex, this ex, this ex. Like, that's mm-hmm. literally how it goes down.
Well, and, like, he didn't even apologize for, like, destroying Barbie's life. He was sad because his life was now not what it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was no longer Ken's world. It was Barbie's world again.
And he was like, I don't know who I am now.
Yeah. I don't know who I am without
and
you.
That's what I said.
And when she was like, figure it out. Be Ken.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't be Ken without Barbie. What?
Ugh, toxic. Toxic.
So he was like gaslighting her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not like Ken. Not even mm-mm. at the end. None of the movie. I didn't like him at all.
The only part that I kind of liked him for was just like the little like jokey joke. Like, my job is beach. Like, yeah. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But like the way he acted and stuff, mm-mm. it gave me the ick. I was like, that's like the type of guy that I would kind of avoid,
at least try.
Yeah, try to avoid. Sometimes they sneak in.
Yeah, sometimes they do. And I think that he represented one that could sneak in because like he was funny.
Yeah,
he was nice to Barbie sometimes.
Yeah,
but like the second he had the chance, he destroyed her whole life
and he didn't care.
He just did it and did not care.
Do you think there is gonna be like a Barbie 2 kind of, where it's just like from Ken's perspective. Because there was one point in the movie when Ken was like starting to like take over and everything, mm-hmm. and it was like, this is like a man's world, whatever, mm-hmm. that I thought for a second, I was like, they could make a whole second movie on this part, mm-hmm. and kind of how they showed like the women's side of it, and then how that went, like, I don't mm-hmm. know, not toxic. I feel like they could possibly do that to the men's version.
Yeah.
And make it, like, not toxic.
Yeah,
I like, think find that could. Good balance in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think, like, yeah, I do think they could do that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that would be nice to see.
I think it would be, too.
Yeah. I think a lot less people would dislike it.
Yeah, that's, I think that's the only reason.
It would be the more, like, politically correct, I guess.
Yeah.
Way of making it.
But maybe they won't. I don't know.
Maybe they won't.
I just thought for a second that they could.
Well, and then did you notice too that like in the movie, when the women were ruling the world, like the Barbie world, the men were not the slaves to the women. Like they just
were not.
Coexisted with the women. Yeah. Whereas like as soon as the men took over, the women were in maid's outfits,
slaves,
bringing their
yes.
them their brewskis and rubbing that, their feet
yeah.
and ugh.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
I love when they were, like, starting to wake him up, though, and that one girl was like, I don't want to touch feet. And the girl was like, no, you don't.
No. And I just like, loved Weird don't. Barbie, too.
Yes.
Can we talk about Weird Barbie?
Oh, yeah. Can you repeat that for me?
Yeah. Just, I loved Weird Barbie.
Yeah.
And I really would like to talk to
her. I think
her.
Weird Barbie right now just needs a moment. We need to discuss her.
I think that the fact that she was still willing to help all of the other Barbies after being called Weird Barbie to her face and behind her back for years, like, still showed how much, like, women love women. Like,
yeah.
how much women can help women.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I felt, like, a sense of safety with Weird mm-hmm. Barbie. I thought they were going to make it more of, like, a scary, kind of like the baby doll from Toy Story.
Yeah.
The head that's like a spider little
yeah.
thing.
No,
I thought I was going to get that vibe, but I mm-mm. felt safe there. Like, I wanted mm-hmm. to hang out with her.
Yeah, Weird Barbie was so cool.
She was a vibe.
Yeah, and I mean, she was straight to the point. She was very blunt. She was very much, like, a good woman.
She was
you
a
know
good
what I mean?
Woman.
And
she gave me vibes of Pink.
Yes.
Like the singer
like
Pink?
Like the singer Pink?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know why, but I got like Pink vibes and I was like, mm-hmm. I really like her.
I feel like those are the kind of women that like lead the movement. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Everyone needs like a bad and it's like the kind that are like sort of edgy too, you know? So
yeah,
like could
they're
be
a
like,
little bit weird. They're not stereotypical. Uh-uh. They're the ones that make the change.
And I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I like them real good.
Welcome to my weird house.
I'm like, okay. And she's like, I am stuck in the splits. I was played with too hard. And I was like, girl, me. Mm-hmm. Me to all my exes. Like, yeah, I get it.
Ugh. She never lost her self-worth either.
No.
Through all of that. Isn't that amazing?
I loved when Barbie was sobbing face down in the grass because, first of all, relatable. But then Weird Barbie just, like, shows up in her weird little medical van. She's like, all right, girl, let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it wasn't, like, the type of movie when like there's the conflict and then they have some type of like dramatic kind of thing mm-hmm. to try to figure it out. It's like Weird Barbie knew. She's like, this is what we need to do. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh
yeah. Weird
okay.
Barbie was like, your girl is not girling anymore, go fix her.
Yeah, like, and that was it. And
yeah.
she just like had to unbrainwash them from
yeah.
the men.
Yeah. And they figured it out. I loved the mom.
Me too.
The mom was so good. The mom was such a good mom.
The mom was literally such a good mom. She was
mm-hmm.
like spot on.
Yeah.
I would feel safe with her. I'd want her to pack my lunch
mm-hmm.
and like slowly watching the mom and daughter like heal their bond.
Yes.
Oh,
well, it just makes you think about like when you were a kid with your mom.
Yeah.
Cause, like, I know I went through a phase with my mom where
oh,
I was
absolutely.
Like not friends with her, did not like her.
Yeah.
But now I like love my mom. I talk to her every day and I know you're the same way.
Yeah. Spot on. Like my mom is now like my best friend.
Absolutely.
But there was definitely a time where I was like, my mom is lame.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, mom. I'm
sorry. Yeah, sorry, mom.
Yeah, that movie really wanted me to be like, I miss my mom. Like, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It just makes you love your mom and, like, all of the things that she does for you.
It does.
And, like, it really showed how, like, the moms kind of do step back and then let their daughters thrive. And then,
mm-hmm.
you eventually become your mom. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In some
every
way or
day,
another.
I am more and more like my mom.
You are very much like your mom.
Isn't it scary?
Mm-hmm.
I get that a lot. Like, I won't even be thinking about it. And then someone comes up and they're like, you are a carbon copy of your mother. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. sorry. There's two of us.
There's no sorry, though, because your mom's great. And
yeah,
you're great,
my mom is so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take a second and talk about the one that, like, really made me cry.
Yes, please. I want to know.
It was Ruth. I had a feeling as soon as, like, they purposely planned, like, the little moments. It was just Barbie and Ruth together. Mm-hmm. Like, that one room. And it was just, like, a sit down, like, chill and just talk to her. I don't know why, but that got me so bad. Before we even knew who Ruth was.
Right. I kind of had a gut feeling that that was who Ruth was. And I was like, there's this woman.
And the end. Healing
Barbie. Helping Barley, Barbie.
And she walks in at the end and she's like, it's me. And I'm like, oh no, it is you. And there comes the tears. Mm-hmm. I'm tearing up right now. Do you see
it? I know, like, I do. Like, I
can't. Ugh. Got me so bad.
Yeah. Ruth was amazing.
I loved Ruth. And then the end, they had, not him. What? Ugh. We don't say that word anymore. Ugh. In the end, they had Ruth and Barbie.
Yes.
And just the blank, like, white screen. Mm-hmm. With Billie Eilish playing in the background.
The soundtrack, amazing.
Oh, I listened to it before I even saw the movie. I
did too.
I was listening to it before the movie even came out.
Yeah.
I mean, of course it was like the Ice Spice song, but.
That was such a good song.
Bumping it.
Did you see like the thing that like Margot Robbie begged for that song to be like reproduced for the movie?
Really?
Yeah. And Nicki Minaj took it on and like.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely killed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So amazing. I just loved the movie.
I know. I could talk about it for hours. We already did a half an hour of just talking about the Barbie movie. We're not even done. We have another segment planned.
We just love Barbie, guys. If you haven't seen it, go see it.
You really need to go
see it. We might have spoiled it a little bit, but it's still worth it to watch it. It's going to pull at your heartstrings. It's going to make you giggle.
I feel like even from all the stuff we said, even though we talked about a lot of scenes, if you go and still see it, it's still going to touch you.
It's still going to surprise you, too, because there's so much that we didn't talk about.
So much. Ugh. Like, you need to experience it. Mm-hmm. It's like a must.
Absolutely.
And a green flag for all the guys that are going.
Yes.
I have seen some guys. Walk
out of the movie and say they didn't like it. Yeah. If you take a man to the Barbie movie and he walks out and says, I didn't like it, or I didn't get it, or any of that. Red flag.
Yeah.
Major red flag.
Not good. But the guys that are going and they're liking it and they're supporting it for their girls and like they actually get the message.
Mm-hmm. Or at least try to get the message.
Yeah.
You might not understand it right away.
Yeah, because they kind of never have been in that position. So I get it.
Right. And I can see how like some men are like, this is such a men-hating movie. And it does fuel your anger toward the bad men. But like there are parts of it that like show that men are still okay. Like Alan. We love Alan.
Alan is the best.
Alan stands.
Yeah. I think too, though, when people have that like mindset towards it, like this is a men-hating movie. Well, at the same time, that's what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. Like in society, not hating men, but like
empowering women.
That's how it feels.
Well, I feel like a lot of men associate women empowerment with the destruction of like men. And like,
that's not what it's about.
And the men.
No.
We're
not
here
at
to
all.
Like be equal with the men. And at sometimes least. It takes a little bit of like an extreme place to get us even anywhere close to equal.
Absolutely. Like it's gonna seem aggressive because that's the only way that like women are heard.
Yes.
Unfortunately. And then just like it said in the movie too, like when you're aggressive, then you're gonna look like crazy or like insane.
Oh my
insane.
Gosh, that
and
big
like,
rant in the movie.
Oh.
That
I wanted
me tear
to clap.
Up. Me too.
I wanted to clap.
Me too.
But then I was like, should I? But I knew there was another girl in there that would have also started clapping.
Yeah. Well, and you know what else I loved? I don't know if it was like this in your theater, but like, you know how like women, when we watch movies, we kind of talk about them while we're watching them.
Yeah.
The whole theater was doing it.
Really?
Because like, I haven't been to the movies in so long. And I was like, oh my God, I have to be quiet during a movie. Like, this is so weird.
Like
I'm so used to like laughing and talking about it and, you know, making comments. The whole time, everybody was laughing. Everybody was talking. It was just so safe. And it almost gave me the same vibes I got being at the Taylor Swift concert. It's just like being surrounded by women who are happy.
Yes.
And I love it.
I was sitting in between So one of my good friends like came with me, and so me and her were like chatting a little bit. I don't know what was happening on the other side of her, but I do know it was just like a full aisle on that side of her of just like girls in pink.
Yes.
Like a big like group. So I knew it was like safe and comfy over there. But then to the right of me, there were two more seats and a girl came with her boyfriend. And I loved it. And the way he like sat there, I didn't hear him make like any like snide comments or anything. I heard her like giggling at stuff and he was like smiling like at her giggling. And I was like, yay. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not sitting next to something toxic right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm glad I didn't have to punch someone's boyfriend for her.
One, honestly, you would have to if they were being rude in the Barbie movie.
Yeah. Ew. That's like the ultimate test.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like before you date a man, you guys need to watch the Barbie movie and see his reaction.
Yeah.
Like, that is the ultimate test.
I agree. I fully agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
So to end our little Barbie segment, which I guess is the majority of the episode, I want to talk about the fashion and the clothes.
Yes.
Because that'll just lead us into our, like, last little non-Barbie related talk.
For sure. All right. You tell me first, what was your favorite outfit?
I have to say my favorite outfit was near the end.
Okay.
After all the problems were gone, the Chanel pieces.
Mm-hmm.
When she had like the Chanel necklace, and there was the Chanel, it's like pantsuit, only it was with a skirt. I don't know the name of that. A skirt
I know
suit?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it was like the thick looking like wool. It's pink and baby blue.
Yes. Yes, I know exactly
the
what you're talking about.
The second that I can just drop a band on a singular outfit like that, it's gonna be a Chanel skirt with the blazer like that.
Yes. I can so see you wearing that.
I would wear it every day.
You know, I had two favorite outfits.
Okay, let's hear them.
My first one was Barbie's like little pink mini dress with the necklace that she wore to go talk to Ken.
Yes.
I loved that one when she was like, I want to be your long-term,
long-distance
girlfriend.
Yeah.
So that outfit I loved. I thought she looked so good. And then also the outfit she wore during the party where they were all dancing with like the big voluminous hair and this like super sparkly outfit.
That
and
was everybody's so just dancing. Cute.
I loved that scene.
I love that they all had like the same like sequins glittery, but they were all in different styles.
Yes.
And I was like, that someone out there is a designer with a collection that's about to drop and that's it. And that's how they teased it. Has to be.
It has to be. But then all the Kens were dressed the same.
They said copy and paste.
Well, and then like think about it. Have you seen like the TikToks that are like trying to teach men how to dress for their women?
Yes.
It's so like, good. It's like your girlfriend goes out wearing these like nice dresses and you know, all these things, and you're in Nike shorts and a t-shirt. Like,
stop it.
Come enough. On. Like, put on like enough. But it's, and they're like trying to teach them how to like dress. To like good. Match, and it's so funny and it makes me laugh, but it makes sense because it's like little knit like polos and like linen shorts. Like, it's comfortable still.
Yeah, it's
but
not
you're
hard.
Gonna look better.
Yeah,
her pictures are gonna look better. Ugh,
come on, do it for the gram, please.
Do it. Do it for the girls.
Do it for the girls and the gram.
Yeah,
honestly, the girls kind of run the gram, so
the girls definitely run the gram.
Yeah, all for it.
But yeah,
I also liked when they were all in court and it kind of looked like a jail jumpsuit type thing. Yes. But it was pink.
Yes.
And I was like, absolutely.
Yes.
Like, if I ever get arrested and go to prison, I am not wearing orange. I will find a way in my little jail cell to crush up like some cherry cranberries something, and I will hand dye my orange jumpsuit pink.
Yes.
I will go above and beyond to make sure I'm wearing pink in the prison.
I fully believe that. Like, I fully believe it.
I'll find a way.
And you will.
I absolutely will. I hope I don't end up in prison.
You won't. Okay. You know what I noticed? Did you notice this too? Like, when they would go from being like on the road to on the beach, their outfits would just turn into bathing suits that matched the outfit they were wearing.
Perfect.
This movie was so well thought out.
It
so
really
well
was.
Planned. So well directed. I think it was amazing.
Every single detail, perfect.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have changed a thing.
I think Margot Robbie, absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I can't think of a better person to play Barbie.
And I also love that she was Harley Quinn.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yes.
Do it all, sis.
She really can.
And she did.
And she did.
Will continue.
Yes. Yeah, I don't even think there's anybody else who could have played that as well as she could have. Overall, 12 out of 10.
Absolutely.
Great movie.
Yep.
Go watch it.
Go watch it. I think that I could keep going, and I need to stop too, because this episode is now just like Barbie. It's just titled Barbie. That's it. Like, I could end it here and have like a nice chunk of content.
Yeah,
but we're not. We're gonna give you one last little segment thing that's not Barbie related, but it's gonna be hard because I just want to keep going. Okay, so we were talking about outfits and stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about something that we both have that we should probably find cheaper alternatives to. And that is our crippling shopping addiction.
Yeah, both of us. I have multiple shopping bags that I just haven't even taken into my house yet that are still in my car. Yes,
I have so many pieces of clothing in my closet that fully have tags on them.
Oh, same.
But I know the time's coming. It's just not yet.
Yeah, like I find like a dress that I want to wear.
I have like four right now.
Yeah, and I just buy it and I put it in my closet with the tags on. And when it comes time to wear it, I'll wear it. Until then, it just hangs there.
Yeah, I just did a full deep closet clean out and I was getting rid of things that had tags. I really was.
Oh, no. Because
I was like, I bought them and never got to wear them.
Yeah.
But it's just not my style anymore.
Oh.
But then I was like, well, if I get rid of them, and I did sell to Plato's Closet, so I got some money back. And then I was like, well, I can just replace them with something that's almost the same, but now my style. Right.
Can I tell you what I don't like?
Okay.
Capsule wardrobes.
Really? I think they're awful
because it limits my options.
Okay.
And I don't want to wear the same thing over. I want to keep buying clothes.
So you don't like them because it's restricting you from spending money.
Yeah, because, and I feel like it makes your style very plain. Like, I have days where I want to be comfy. I have days where I want to wear a flowy skirt and a printed top and be, like, absolutely not matching but still cute. There's days where I want very plain colors and I want to look very professional. Like, I have so many different styles for so many different occasions. A capsule wardrobe would not make sense for me.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. What I did was I did build a capsule wardrobe. Mm-hmm. So I have all those basics in there. And then I realized that I think I just have a problem because I can't pick a vibe.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I love, like, my little edgy, like, I'm going to, like, freaking screamo concert. I'm headbanging today. But then I'm also, like, gonna go be, like, a pretty little girly girl, like, picnic on the beach, like, in my cute little sundress. But then I'm going to a rave. So I need to wear minimal clothing with maximum color. And then, like, I don't know what to do because I have all of these things and I want to be all of these things.
But you can't be all of them at, like, all the time.
Yeah.
You can't wear rave clothes to your business meetings. It just...
Well, I could. And but I would never shouldn't. Return.
That business would be over.
Yeah, I'd actually make the company go bankrupt. Or a lot more investors that all happen to be old men.
You know? And that would be okay, too.
You're welcome. I helped.
Yeah.
But I'm also banned from the premises.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's the same. Like, we're kind of the same thing because we just have too many vibes and we don't want to pick one. So that's why
I think it's fine, personally. Maybe that's why we have a shopping addiction. Maybe it's not a shopping addiction. Maybe we just want all areas of our personality to be filled.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Honestly.
Are we just justifying our problem?
Probably, but it ties back to Barbie because Barbie doesn't have a capsule wardrobe.
You're right.
Barbie can wear whatever she wants.
Yeah, she roller skated and she was also in the snow and she went to the beach and she was on the freaking moon all in one day.
All in one day.
Twice, actually. She went back and forth.
Yeah, she did. Oh, Barbie.
Yeah, so that's all we're doing. So we are Barbie. Oh, we are, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Business Barbie one day, rave Barbie the next day.
Yeah. Cozy Barbie most days.
Depressed Barbie. I saw a comment on TikTok that was saying, today I am bed rot Barbie. Bed rot Barbie.
Okay. Away from Barbie again.
I can't. It was so good.
Okay, but you know what else I love to buy that aren't clothes?
What?
Things for my house.
Yes.
Blankets. Mm, things for my bathroom.
Home decor.
Ugh.
If a store has like... a set up little like section thing and all the colors match, I'm suddenly like, I need every single piece and I love it.
Yes.
Like, I don't have green in my house, but it was displayed so nice. It sold me.
Yeah. I mean, green's a great color.
Green is a good color.
But not for you. You're not a green girly.
No, like, it's not here.
No.
I'm sitting in like gray white masterpiece.
Yeah.
There's no green.
No.
Except that freaking gnome. But that that gnome is not mine. And the second that the man moves out of this house, the gnome is going.
The gnome is going with him.
And will be replaced by, like, one of those cool-looking bubble candle things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see one of those in your house.
Oh, well, there's a pink one in the other room right now. So that's probably why. But I need a different color for here.
Yeah, gray, white.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's like it. A baby blue.
Ooh, that could be good. Mm-hmm. I might, like, erase blue from this room, though.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, back to shopping.
Okay. Anyways, so yeah, clothes, home decor. Home decor is so good.
You know one of mine. Containers.
Oh, my God. You and your containers. I, like, want to be a container girly, but, like, really, it's too much effort.
No, this is what you have to do. You have to watch Get Organized by the Home Edit.
Okay.
On Netflix.
Okay.
And after you watch that, you will have the motivation.
Okay.
You may need some caffeine. That's what I did. I, like, jack myself up on caffeine to the point where my eyes are vibrating inside of my freaking skull. And then I'm like, I gotta go buy all the containers. And I'll go and I will buy loads of containers. I have a box in my basement right now filled with containers that still have, like, sticker tags on them because they just haven't found their home inside of my home yet. But I know it's coming.
Well, speaking of your container addiction, we found you some.
What?
At the, remember when we went to Home Goods, not Home Goods, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes. Clothing, yes, 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 yes.
So the one here closed. The one in Canton is still open. And I have gone almost every day.
Okay.
I don't buy stuff every day, but I go and look because the percentages just keep getting lower and lower. I'm like, okay, once this gets to a certain price, I'll buy it.
That's genius.
So I just keep going until it's the price that I want it to be.
That's amazing.
I just bought a shower curtain for $16. They're normally $50.
That was a steal.
A steal.
See, it's not like our shopping addiction is like we're spending a lot of money.
That's true, too, because we both are willing to thrift.
Yeah, absolutely. We're also
both sales shoppers. We don't buy things full price. No. I don't think I've ever seen you buy anything full price.
I don't think I ever have.
And I don't think I ever have either, except if it's something that I really, truly love and I know that I'll use.
Yeah, I'll say the one thing that I bought full price was the Stanley. And it was because the color it was in, there was like two left, and I was like, I'm not letting her go.
Absolutely.
But I use it literally every single day.
Right, so, I mean, you've already made your money on it.
Yeah, I absolutely have.
Yeah.
It was a justified purchase.
Yes.
We just justified it.
I think all of our purchases are justified. At least most of them.
Yeah, I can't think of some things that I, like, didn't want. Or, like, or was stupid by. I can't. I'll find a way to
I
make
think
it.
Every once in a while there's, like, a clothing item that I'm like, man, this is really cute. This is really trendy right now. So I want it.
Yeah.
But then, like, I never wear it. Like, I know for a fact that there is a tank top in my closet right now that still has the tags on it that I bought like 2 years ago when cow print was really popular.
Oh.
And I have not once worn it.
I think cow print's kind of coming back, not gonna lie.
Maybe I'll hold on to it then.
Yeah. I you gotta keep that one.
Yeah, so then it's at coming least back. I'm not buying another one.
Yeah, what if you go to Nashville?
True.
Right?
All right, I'll keep it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is this just us like finding reasons not to go to therapy and get help?
No, yeah.
No, yeah, yeah, no. For sure.
I mean, I think of all the addictions we could have, a shopping one is not that bad.
No, like, it's not like we're bankrupt.
Exactly.
Our bills are paid.
Our bills are paid. Our mouths are fed.
That's all.
Our cats are fed.
Yeah. Our cats are fed, so we're doing pretty good. Do you? Well, I know you do, because you just told me you did. But going to stores and, like, not buying anything, but just going so you get, like, the fix.
Yes.
Of being in the environment.
Yes. Being out and about.
Yes.
Yes.
And, like, just looking at things make me feel, like, better.
Yeah.
That's
been
happening.
Sometimes I go shopping and I don't even take my wallet. And I just go into the store and I'm like, let me see what they have today.
But every day. Yeah, I get it.
So I work at a phone store.
Okay.
And I look at the cases on the wall every single day to see if there's a new one that I want. Cause like mine is like, I don't know, just not doing it for me.
Yeah.
So every day I go in and I look at the exact same cases that they have.
How often do they change?
Never. We keep getting the same ones over and over and over again. Cause they're just like the basic staple ones.
Oh.
So like they like cater to everybody.
Yeah.
They're not like fancy. There's no like cool patterns.
I need like a cute trendy
There's
case.
Like a floral one that's kind of cute. But it's going to give me the same problem that my sparkly one has, and the fact that my jeans are going to turn it black.
Yeah.
And so I can't get that one.
You can't.
So I'm like trying to find a new one, but I don't want a black case. That's no, no. fun.
Lame. Sorry if you have a black case and you're listening to this, but
we're just not that type of person.
We're not. We need something going on.
Yeah, we both right now we both have sparkly phones.
We do, and I love it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just get a new sparkly one and stop putting it in my pocket.
Have you tried to Mr. Clean Magic Erase it?
I haven't.
I have I have a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Okay, we'll try it.
Because what if something happens?
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
And then I won't have the need to buy a new case.
You definitely still will. Every single day you will go to work and you will go to that wall.
I know. I've looked at the one that I sent you like multiple days and I'm like, oh, I do kind of like it, but I don't like it enough.
Oh. Bear. All right. Well, I just looked at the time and realized we have to leave my house in 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
We talked about Barbie that long that we just lost sense of time.
We're going shopping.
The fact that, like, we really made plans earlier. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't, please give this podcast a rate on your streaming platform and follow the Instagram page @_thoughtspodcast. We're going shopping. Bye.
Bye-bye.